The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, February 10, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel attended the opening of the 31st Havana International Book Fair on Thursday in the Nicolás Guillén Hall of the San Carlos de la Cabaña Fortress, together with Colombia's Vice President Francia Márquez and Patricia Ariza, Colombia's Minister of Culture. The Cuban president joined the literary festival that defends Martí's maxim, to read is to grow. The members of the Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba, the Vice President of the Republic, Salvador Valdés Mesa, and Esteban Lasso, President of the National Assembly of People's Power, also present at the opening ceremony. As announced by the Cuban Foreign Ministry on the social network Twitter, the meeting coincides with the fact that our country holds the annual presidency of the G77 plus China and has a stand on the subject located in Hall 10 of Pavilion A of the aforementioned location. In its 31st edition, the event pays tribute to Fina Garcia and Antonio Núñez Jiménez at the 100th anniversary of their birth, while praising the trajectory of bibliographer Araceli García Carranza and writer Julio Travieso Serrano, winner of the 2021 National Literature Prize. Cuba Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, CIGB, ratified Thursday that the anti-COVID-19 vaccine Abdala, developed by the institution, proved to be stable, effective, and functional after being stored for 15 days at 37 degrees Celsius. Abdala is a vaccine that does not require freezing to be preserved, unlike other vaccines, as it can be stored from 4 to 8 degrees Celsius, and it is proven to be thermostable for 15 days at 37 degrees Celsius without being affected, which facilitates its distribution and high vaccination coverage, CIGB wrote on its Twitter profile. Recently, the CIGB highlighted that in the fight against the pandemic, Abdala demonstrated its safety and efficacy and well tolerance rate. Cuba also has the immunogens Soberana 2 and Soberana Plus from the Philly Vaccine Institute to combat the COVID-19 pandemic, and two vaccine candidates, Soberana 1 and Mambisa, in clinical trials with important results, official sources reveal. Countries such as Venezuela, Nicaragua, Iran, and Vietnam administer Cuban vaccines to their population. Syrian ambassador to Cuba, Ghassan Obey, thanked Cuba for its solidarity after the devastating earthquake that affected Syria and Turkey, and denounced that the blockade of the United States and European nations limits international aid to Damascus. In statements to Cuban television news, the diplomat revealed that a group of 27 Cuban doctors specialized in this type of catastrophe will soon leave for Syria to help the Syrian people and the Syrian health authorities. The Syrian government held an emergency meeting with international organizations and ambassadors to summon all possible humanitarian aid. However, Syrian Foreign Minister Faisal Akhmedat denounced that they are facing a blockade in sanctions from the United States and European countries, which are fatal at the moment because they do not allow aid to arrive normally as it should. Ghassan Obeid informed that so far about 12 countries have sent aid to Syria to face the effects of the earthquake while working in adverse conditions due to the winter and without electricity in many cases. He added that between 300,000 and 400,000 people have been left homeless, and the authorities are working to prepare premises to provide shelter for this population. And in the international agenda, we have that Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is in Washington to meet at the White House on Friday with President Joe Biden. The entire delegation was accommodated in the so-called Blair House, used as a guest house for the U.S. ruler. In addition to the meeting with Joe Biden, Lula will meet with Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders, one of the authors of the resolution in Congress so that the result of the election in Brazil would be immediately recognized, which was seen as an act in defense of democracy. The CNN assured the expectation is that Lula will also debate on Brazil's significance for democracy in the Americas, would address attacks and looting to the headquarters of the three powers in Brazil on January 8. U.S. diplomatic sources indicated that Joe Biden, on the other hand, intends to discuss with Lula the issues and eventual solutions for racial and social issues in the two countries. Both presidents will also seek solutions to find joint avenues to champion democracy and will discuss concrete actions to contain climate change and preserve environment. Meanwhile, Ecuadorian citizens, politicians, and analysts warn of a possible social unrest given allegations of fraud in the minutes of the constitutional referendum in the province of Guayas. The corrupt government of Guillermo Lasso and his allies want to steal democracy from Ecuadorians, Assemblywoman Ana Maria Raffo from the Union for Hope bench wrote on Twitter. On Thursday night, the vice president of the National Electoral Council, Enrique Pita, denounced the existence of a parallel computer center managed by the director of the Guayas provincial delegation. Faced with this situation, the National Electoral Council, E, urgently called a press conference, and the head of that body, Diana Ataman, reported that she asked the prosecutor's office to carry out investigations into the matter. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.